From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Three junior officers with the new Cayman Regiment are in Bermuda for the next 3 weeks.
They're off to begin training with the Royal Bermuda Regiment. We wish them very well. It will be tough, but excellent grounding for the course that we've lined up later this year at the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst, one of the world's leading military training establishments.
His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper tells Radio Cayman, government is delivering the Cayman Regiment project at pace in order to ensure the country has a professional, organized team of people on hand to support disaster management response. Police have issued a new warning about a fraudulent email being sent to members of the public purporting to be from the RCIPS Financial Crime Unit. We get more on that now from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The email suggests that a complaint has been filed against the recipient, and it contains a link that it describes as an attachment to the case file and asks the recipient to review it urgently. But in reality, police say that link is a phishing attempt and you should not click on it. If any similar email is received, it should be forwarded to the RCIPS Financial Crime Investigation Unit at rcips.fcu@rcips.ky. Members of the public are also reminded that domain names on email addresses can be faked. That means that just because an email looks like it's sent from an address sending at rcips.ky, that does not necessarily mean that that's actually who it came from. Generally, when contacting members of the public through email, police staff will sign their name and position at the bottom of the email. They also don't distribute case files via email. If you have any suspicion about any correspondent that says it's from the RCIPS, contact the police directly for confirmation. There's a list of phone numbers for the various police departments on their website at rcips.ky towards the bottom of the page. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The RCIPS Financial Crime Investigation Unit can be contacted by phone at 949-8797. For a sample of the email being sent, check out Radio Cayman's Facebook page.
You don't want to go down there, trust me.
Thespian and Proud raises more than $9,300 for the Cayman Islands Crisis Center in observation of V-Day, a global activist movement to end violence against women and girls. To mark the occasion, the troupe hosted three performances of the Vagina Monologues, all of which sold out. Co-organizer Kirsty O'Sullivan says there is still time to donate, even if you missed the show.
Anybody would like to donate, if you use V-Day Grand Cayman as a reference so that we can keep track, you can donate directly to the Cayman Islands Crisis Center. They have their banking details online, I believe, but if you're with Butterfield, you can use the bill payments drop-down menu and you will find them there.
The website is cicc.ky. Established actors and newbies alike are being invited to audition for Cayman Drama Society's upcoming production, Noises Off, by Michael Frayn.
Lloyd, my darling, are you all right?
I'm starting to know what God felt like when he sat out there in the darkness creating the world.
And what did he feel like, Lloyd, my dear?
Very pleased he'd taken his Valium.
A snippet there from the 1992 comedy adaptation starring Michael Caine. Auditions will be held on Saturday, February 29th at 10 a.m. The production will run May through June. Head to cds.ky for the audition packet and more information. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. The World Health Organization has said it needs critical information about the 1,700 Chinese health workers now infected with COVID-19 virus. The WHO Director General said details about how and when they caught the virus were necessary after Beijing revealed the scale of infections among medical teams on Friday. Six health workers have died. The United States has blacklisted Sri Lanka's Army Chief, General Shavendra Silva, for human rights violations during the latter years of the country's civil war. The US Secretary of State said the allegations against him, documented by the United Nations, were credible. A police complaint has been issued against the head of a university in Western India after female students were forced to remove their underwear to prove they were not menstruating. A hostel supervisor and two teachers at the Sahajanand Girls Institute are also under investigation. BBC News.